Harper Audio presents Bandits by Elmore Leonard, performed by Frank Muller.
Chapter 1. Every time they got a call from the leper hospital to pick up a body, Jack Delaney would feel himself coming down with the flu or something. Leo Mullen, his boss, was finally calling it to Jack's attention. You notice that? They phone. Usually it's one of the sisters. And a while later you get kind of a moan in your voice. Oh, man, I don't know what's the matter with me. I feel kind of punk. Jack said, punk? I never used the word punk in my life. When was the last time? I mean, they called. Wait a minute, how many times since I've been here have they called? Twice? Leo Mullen looked up from the body on the prep table. You want me to tell you exactly? This is the fourth time I've asked you in the past almost 3 years now. Leo wore latex gloves and a plastic-coated disposable apron over his vest, shirt, and tie. He looked like a man all dressed up, doing the dishes. Jack Delaney stood in the open double doorway of the tiled room, about 5 feet from the head of the porcelain table, tilted slightly toward the sink, where Leo was preparing the body. It appeared to be a short, balding man with a lot of body hair. The poor guy, his feet down at the other end, pointing in at each other, a tag wired to his left big toe. Jack would never walk in here and look directly at a body. He'd take quick glances to guard against shockers, accident victims, sights that could remain vivid in your mind forever. This one seemed to be safe. Jack looked. Oh, shit. I looked away again. The guy must have been in a car wreck. He wasn't balding, he'd been scalped in front, given a sudden...